Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. You know, I love doing this talk show because it allows me to express some of my thoughts, my concerns, my intuitions into society and into life. You know, earlier I did a live feed today, and I tell you, I was just trying to get some of this harsh reality of life off of my chest and explain where I'm at as an individual, you know, to other people in that aspect. And the ignorance that I got back was, man, I tell you what, it was mind-blowing. You know, people said, well, you're taking the internet aspect of it, and you really, you know, it's not like that in the real world. Well, you know what? I got a clue for you, and I apologize to my listeners, but, bitch, I'm living in the real world. I've been in this world for 52 years, and trust me, you have no clue. Like I was telling my guest earlier, I mean, I could take that specific person into a neighborhood, and she wouldn't even get out the car. She wouldn't even know what even to think about. She'd probably shit her pants, to be quite honest with you. You know, week after week, we come on the show and we express our values, our thoughts. You know, this week I kind of want to just take it to the real side of life. You know, I'm gonna throw my first question to MF Beck. You know, MF, here I am sitting this old in life, and to have a youngster come on and say, oh, well, you're just contemplating the social media aspects of it. No, I really wasn't. I was speaking of, you know, we drive by heroin addicts on a daily, and we don't even pay any attention, you know, attention to it. We drive by people struggling, you know, laying on the ground that are injured, and we'd rather whip out our cell phones or just completely ignore it altogether. People have shut off society and life, and you see the demise of America and the American culture. You know, why do you think that people like that still feel that they have a voice to try to separate it, to try to put it in a different angle to appease themselves and the other sheeple like them?
Well, because that's what they were taught to think, you know what I mean? Like, that's how the whole schooling system is and media and fucking everything else. Like, it's you can't really blame them. I just pity them, you know. They were trained to think that way. They were taught to think that way. There were certain things that were shown to them to be normalized over time, and, you know, like kind of like little bits and pieces where they actually think that their fucking opinion matters and that they can sit there and argue some shit. And it's like, you know, we were talking about the difference between book smarts and intelligence. A lot of people can't really, you know, signify the difference, but it's an interesting conversation to have with some people, because it's like, I get in arguments all the time with these so-called, you know, college educated people, and I'm like, all right, dude, so as smart as you are, and I'll give people that, you know, credit where credit's due, you're never fucking way more book smart than I could ever be. But at the same time, how are you going to spend 100 G's on a fucking education for a job that doesn't exist, and then want to bitch about the fact that you have no job because people want something with experience? You know, it's like it's a fucked up time for a lot of these youngsters, because it's like, like Travis talks about all the time. This is a point to where humans haven't actually really been this involved in anything like this before. So it's like these kids get a little bit of information. Like, how many times you get into an argument with somebody online or on the internet or whatever, and all of a sudden they go on Google and boop, I'm a fucking professor. It's like, no, bitch, like what you said. Like, I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to argue with one fucking point. Like, let me see some kind of tangible evidence, some kind of data, some kind of facts, some kind of experience. You know, anything outside of one little fucking, you know, what would you say, biased fucking opinion, because everybody knows that. People go on Snopes, that leans one way. People go on Fox, that leans one way. It's like, the only way you're going to find any type of real information is looking in the middle. But these youngsters nowadays don't ever look in the middle, because what they're trained to believe is that they're right. Everything about that is right. Like, they weren't spanked. They weren't beat. They didn't get the fear of God put into them at an early age where they think that they can get away with all this nonsense. It was like, dude, I remember, you know, and I'm not talking bad about San Diego people, but when I moved down there, like, 2006, right? Like, Don, you already know how Sacramento is. Like, people don't get in each other's face unless you're fighting. It's just the way it fucking goes. And we go down there, and I never had more people get in my face, like, calling me a bitch. I'm like, woo, woo, woo. I'm like, dude, like, are you serious? Like, you're getting all bucked up. I'm like, I don't feel any, like, intent that you're actually going to fight me. And then, like, we end up fighting them, and, like, they get freaked out. Like, they don't understand what just fucking happened. that's how a lot of these youngsters are nowadays. Like, there's no repercussions because the parents didn't take responsibility for it, you know what I mean? And their parents didn't take responsibility for it. It's like a giant fucking cycle that just keeps repeating itself over and over and over again. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of fucking maddening.
You know, God, that was a great point that you brought up. I mean, only truly perceptive people will probably be. You know, but, you know, it's funny because you talk about educated people. I got my master's in engineering science. You know, I'm a kid from the hood that ended up going to school. And, you know, you're very right when you say, you know, these people want to bitch when they get out of school with their degree because there is no job for them. You know, that kind of wasn't the issue with me. The issue with me was that the field that I'm in, if you didn't constantly go to school, the person coming out of school will take your job. But
that's what you were going to school for, is something that actually needed to happen. Like, there needed to be experts in that field, you know what I mean? These guys are going off getting all these fucking degrees in, like, you know, philosophy and fucking social blah, 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 blah. It's like, dude, it's not going to do you any fucking good, because there's, like, really, like, what kind of jobs actually exist for that profession? It's like, for real, like, I don't get it. But for what you did, dude, like, it's commendable. You know, you were military as well. So it's like, there's a difference between people that, you know, go and get an education or some shit that doesn't matter, and people that go and got educated and, you know, lived through experience on things that actually needed to happen, like professions that needed to be there. You know what I mean? And that's why you're talking about the constant education, because shit constantly evolves. And the true professions know that, and that's how they kind of have to go with it. Like, you don't ever stop learning.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but what really pissed me off, and I deleted that live feed, and I'll probably go back and do another one because this is just not sitting right with me, bro, and I really don't give a fuck who cares or likes me, because for every 100 that went off my page, there's 100 that went on it. But the thing of it is to tell me that I don't know what the real life is about away from social media. Man, get the fuck out of here. You know, people that speak like that, you know, I was trying to explain that the core values of the family unit have diminished. The core values of brother to brother, a handshake, a word, those are things that I grew up to, and I'm still young, but yet those things are gone. Why is that? And, you know, I got back ignorance. And I tell you what, you know, if that's the way that society thinks, we're fucking doomed. I mean, I brought up the point that why should we put so much relevance into politics when our voice truly doesn't matter? Why should we put so much into the Kardashians or this person's sex life? That isn't real fucking life. You know, we got kids fucking dying on drugs because there is no social interaction between them and their parents, them in real life. You know, there is no understanding about where we should go as a nation. You know, America was great. And I don't care who gets mad, but, you know, I don't look at our country as being so great anymore. You know, I feel it truly is demise. I think society is actually curtailing backwards. So when I have somebody tell me that I don't know what I'm thinking about or talking about, and I've been here for 52 years, and they haven't even been here half as long, how do you get past that level of ignorance, Travis Island?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, we talk about it all the time, and the fact that, you know, no human beings, as far as we know, have had the ability that we have to communicate, you know, and the fucked up thing about it is that in some way or another, you know, it came from progress. It came from people wanting to, you know, make the world more equal, give everybody more opportunities, which was great. And, you know, this actually makes me think of the talk I was listening to the other day by Jordan Peterson. And, you know, he was talking about how, if you look at, you know, what we call, quote-unquote, the right, and you look at the far extremes of, you know, what we would call, you know, right-wing agenda, which is what? Everybody knows it. Nazis. You know, racial superiority, complete dominance. But as far as we have on the left, you know, there's no end to the madness. There's nothing we can box in as far as we go, quote-unquote, to the extreme lefties, you know, the extreme radical the people who want to be gender fluid and elfkin and fucking, you know, all kinds of different crazy non-binary where they can literally switch their gender, you know, hour by hour or minute by minute if they want to. And that's the problem, is there's no end to the PC culture. There's no end to the equality of outcome, you know. And at the end of the day, that's what all of these PC culture control issues are trying to push, you know. They're trying to push equality of outcome, which is fucking ridiculous. That is not what we want at all. We want equality of opportunity. We want everybody, regardless of, you know, your race, your sex, to have an opportunity to grow and develop and to, you know, gain financial status and, you know, earn yourself a better life. That was the whole goal of America, was, you know, the pursuit of liberty and happiness, man. And at the same time, that has went so far, and we are so coddled and so disconnected from, you know, the realities of actually having to go out and hunt and gather food, and the realities of, you know, actual war and actual physical violence. You know, there's none of that. And it's gotten to the point now where people are just living in complete and utter imagination land, and there's no end to it. Because when you're striving for equality of outcome, you know, it becomes a game of who gets to say what's equal in terms of race, in terms of sex, in terms of socioeconomic, and there's no end to it, man. And so that's what we have to do. We have to define, you know, where does the progress end? And this is kind of, you know, what we touched on last week. When is too much freedom a bad thing?
You know, I agree with you. You know, I did a post the other day, and I just wanted to see what the response would be. And the post was cherish the elderly because that's where true relevance and knowledge lies. And, you know, I was quite taken back that there wasn't very much of a response to it. You know, when I grew up, in my time, I was always taught to listen to my elders. And, you know, I think that's what's helped me gain the knowledge and the abilities that I have today in some, I guess, some manner. When you look at the elderly, do you think that us as a nation have just put the truest form of knowledge to the side and no longer feel that it's pertinent or relevant to engage in that true knowledge?
Oh, man. I mean, there's so many different sides to it because, you know, it's kind of like how we talk about, you know, guns or social media, how it can be used as a tool. And what people don't like about, you know, what you would call listening to the elders, what they don't like about that is that they equate that to being closed-minded, you know, and, which is not necessarily the case. That's why I think, you know, it always has to come back to the individual. And if you can find somebody who's, you know, older, who's 60 or 70 years old in life, and who is a fucking wealth of knowledge, who has continued to learn and continued to have an open mind and adapt and be, you know, broad-minded, you know, that right there is something that, you know, should be revered. Those are what would be held up as the tribal elders, the people who have been there before, who have seen it with their own hands, you know, and
seen it with their hands.
I mean, exactly. And it's one of those things, man, where, you know, this is going to sound fucked up, and it's where I'm going to lose some of the audience. So you got to understand the concept I'm saying and not the words I'm saying, because this is a perfect analogy.
Don't drop the
info. No, not at all. But I mean, like, what's become weird to me, Don, is, you know, I do have a few older people in my life, and you get the wacky, you know, older conservative guy who says something like, you can't let the gays get married because if you let the gays get married, they're going to start coming after the kids. Which in and of itself, you're like, what the fuck kind of a comment is that? That is ridiculous. But then you look at, you know, 2 or 3 years down the road from gay marriage becoming legalized, and I am not opposed to gay marriage in any way, shape, or form, people are now using that argument to put it onto the children and to say that, oh, my 6 and 7 year old children is transgender, so we need to give my 6-year-old boy hormones to stop him from going through puberty. You know, so it's like you look at some of these weird old bits of knowledge that, you know, you can say, oh, that's racist, or oh, that's judgmental. But if you peel back and look at the actual idea behind it, you know, there's some truth and there's some knowledge to a lot of these old school ideas. And they come from the fact that we can't live in fucking imagination land where everybody gets to pick their own gender at fucking at will. You know, because of that, to a society, there's no end to it, and society starts to fall apart. You know, we have to, above all, be worried about keeping this society and this culture cohesive, and the only way we can do that is by basing it on real, objective, logical, unbiased reality.
Amen to that. You know, I don't know, man. It seems like the older I get, the more saddened I get. You know, I look at the family. You know, I look at a core value. You know, the other day I was in a restaurant, and I'm sitting there watching this family, and I think there's five or six of them. There was no communication whatsoever. Every one of them, from like the 7-year-old kid all the way to the parents, were sitting there on their cell phones. And I'm like thinking to myself, why can't you just put down the damn phone for 30 minutes? Why can't you just break bread and talk about what transpired in your child's life? You know, I don't blame the kids, but I do blame the parents. Because they gave the child access to that tool. They're allowing the child to withdraw themselves from the family and society. And then when you look at that and you go 10 years down from now down the road, that 7-year-old kid's going to be 17. And what is he truly going to have as far as experiences, life, you know, changing moments? And where is he going to gain in perspective when all of his life is lived through a cell phone?
Well, I think that's their, you know, perspective. That's how they live their lives, dude. Like, regardless of that's not how you or I see it. Yeah, I mean, like, that's their reality. And I think that's really, like, the coldest part about it, dude. It's just, everybody's distracted in one way, shape, or form, you know what I mean? Whether it's the TV, the media, even music, sports. Like, there's always some kind of, like, crutch, some kind of distraction, some kind of coping mechanism that we use to, you know, deal with life's fucking bullshit, because everybody knows life isn't fair, and if people think life's supposed to be fair, you know, you need to go fucking back to sleep. But that's just how it is. Like, we all have these certain things that we do. Like, I smoke cigarettes, and I tell people all the time why I smoke cigarettes, because if I don't, I'm going to rip somebody's fucking head off. Like, people piss me off every single fucking day, and I deserve a fucking award for not actually going out and doing something about it, you know what I mean? Just people's ignorance and fucking stupidity drives me fucking crazy. But then again, you look at how twisted that is, because that's my arrogance fucking speaking, because I believe that, you know, I'm smarter than fucking everybody else, and I think that this way of living is fucking good. But I'm like, at the same time, I'm not telling you to live like me. I'm living like me. And these kids, that's what they're doing. Like, everybody, they were taught at a young age, you know, to that everyone's special, that everybody's this, and you get participation awards, and we don't keep fucking score. There's no need. Everybody's fucking special. Woo, 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 woo. And these kids were fed all that fucking bullshit to the point to where it took away their want to learn, their want to get better. It took away any type of initiative that could have been created in any way, shape, or form, you know what I mean? And these kids don't know how to lose. But then you look at, like, what the government does, on both sides of the fucking aisle, don't get it twisted, on both sides of the aisle, they just use different fucking strategies, per se. But on the particular side you're talking about, like, these people, like, that live through the internet, live through everything else, that's literally how they were taught. It's like, if you're not like this, you will not succeed. You will not be worth anything. Like, society shuns you, whether it's the fat shaming or, you know, models or how music goes nowadays. It's just like things are changing at a rapid rate to where, like, there's nothing really to grasp onto, to latch onto, to really define, like, how this era goes. Like, we talk about internet and social media, how it's kind of a joke and a distraction, but at the same time, that is people's lives, dude. Like, that's the sad part. Like, that's what they're dedicated to doing. That is their fucking life. That's why they check it. That's why they do it. And these parents didn't really take any type of responsibility for what was happening, so they took to some kind of help, per se, to make their life easier, you know what I mean, to fucking raise their kids. So you got social media, you got TV, you got all these little gadgets and fucking things to fucking do. These kids aren't playing there and going outside, they aren't learning anything, like, particular fucking skill. There's no desire to fucking do so because it was already done for them. You know, and both parents probably work some kind of crazy job. But actually, here's another fucking thought on top of that. Travis and I were just talking about it the other day. It's like, we're fortunate for the sheer fact that our parents are still together. and I'm going to explain on what I'm talking about. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. You know, I understand relationships don't work out. But it's when you look at certain things, it's like, my family's not communicating with it. You know, like, we don't hug. We don't fucking say we love you. Like, that was just how I grew up. You know, like, it didn't mean that we didn't love each other. It's just, I mean, fuck, we didn't really show affection. We weren't really big on showing our fucking emotions. But they're still together. You know what I mean? They're still doing good. It's like, they've always let me fuck up, even as I got older. Like, I would fuck up and get to the point where, like, I'm in court or, you know, this is some of the other stupid shit I've fucking done. And they waited until I was at my, like, rock bottom to where, like, okay, here's some rope. You can start climbing out now. You know what I mean? But it's like, they showed me a good example. Like, I may not have been taught by them, but it's like I was able to grow up watching what they do. You know, watching how, like, how my mom raised fucking my older brother and sister by herself, going to school full-time and working full-time, you know what I mean, before she met my dad, who then married her, took on two kids by herself. You know, so it's like I grew up watching two people with good work ethics, and it's like we may not have been, like, the lovey-dovey type, but I grew up watching their backs, and I was able to see, you know, how life should work out, because it's like it's shit on them all the fucking time, but they kept going. So naturally, it's like I try to just show people, like, people try to talk about it too much. And at least in my opinion, that's how it is today.
You know, you look at certain society aspects and retributes, you know, and you hear people from my generation, they'll say, well, you know, there's people that, you know, learn from their parents, kids having kids, so, you know, that's how, you know, you go to, take, for example, L.A., you know, I always talk about people that have never been off a 6x6 block area, you know, so that's the only life they know, selling drugs and, you know, beating their women up and doing things of this nature. You know, so when you look at it like that, basically, if you take that aspect of life and put it into the general society aspect, truly that's what the parents for the past 10 years have been doing. They've been implementing the source of social media into their children and taking away the variance of real life. So, which, you know, neither world is even considerably better in any aspect, because you still got the crackhead mother that had a kid at 14, and the kid, by the time he's 14, 15, he's out there selling crack. Now we've got the second generation of internet babies, and we see where the problem has taken us. You know, when we can sit here and bitch about it all week, we can talk about it all month, all year, but unless somebody stands up and makes a difference or finds a way to further develop the way society is going, do you feel like I do in my heart and in my opinion that the end days are now?
Man, I'll just put it this way. I can't remember who the hell this quote's from, so I'm just going to kind of paraphrase it. But he said that if you give people what they want, eventually they'll bury themselves with it. And that's literally, like, pretty much what has happened, dude. Like, so, I don't know. It's the more temptation is out there for people, it really depends, you know, who's going to fall into it, who's not.
I mean, and we've set up an entire society, man, that is set up for failure. You know, we've set it up in a way that people are not accustomed to living. You know, even as far as the rest of the world, you go around, you know, to every other country outside of the United States in 2018, and it is a completely different fucking area. You know, we have more people here in prisons than everywhere in the world. We have more people here on fucking heroin and antipsychotics and just every single kind of fucking up or down or pill you can possibly get on in your entire life. You know, on top of that, we have the worst fucking education system in just about the entire fucking world.
And think about it, like, dude, like, our society is a 99%, like, fail rate. When you really look at it, like, that way, it's like, you aren't judged by how good you do or your success or, like, you know, how many people you help or how many lives you influence. The second you fuck up one time, you're demonized, you're wrote off, you're a bum. And that's just how the society is, dude. So it's like there's impossible standards that are put on people to try and live up to, so it's only natural on how fucking psychotic this fucking country really is.
Yeah, that's what we've talked about with on social media, man, and these kids trying to go to school all day long. I mean, not only are children going to school in classrooms with fucking 38 other kids with one teacher who is, you know, that teacher is forced to live in fucking poverty. On top of that, you got one out of three of the fucking kids is on, you know, a strong dose of meth, so they just fucking meth white knuckle their way through school. You know, I mean, we have We have everything that is set up to make money and isn't set up to take care of people or to suit people for, you know, their needs. And when we talk about this, man, people always think that, you know, taking care of people's needs means that we need participation trophies and we need nobody to struggle, which is not the fucking case whatsoever, you know. I find it so crazy to me, Don, that it is 2018 and for the past, you know, as far as human civilization has gone, I think it's innate in people to realize that rape is wrong, theft is wrong, murder is wrong. But yet at the same time, we need 1,000 new rules every fucking year, and we need more and more bureaucracy and more legislation to try and, you know, fix things, when all that does is murky the fucking water, and it gets people who want to bitch and bitch and bitch until they get their particular, you know, little thing passed and into law. And now we're going down a path of just sheer imagination and stupidity.
Well, 9 times out of 10, that law that's passed is because some fucking bureaucrat or some fucking politician fucked up, broke the law, so they had to bend the law just so he didn't look like an asshole.
Yeah, or a corporation just paid fucking $50 million, paid five guys fucking $10 million apiece to go down to Washington, D.C. and bitch every day.
Man, I'm just saying, let's fucking remove the warning labels. Let life just sort itself out.
I mean, it's just an entire system that isn't set up for welfare and for human development and progress, you know? It's a system that's set up for war and corporations and money.
Well, you know what? You have a tremendous point, but you brought up one certain point that just kind of just I found out about today, and it really just is just chapped my ass beyond belief, and that's Donald Trump wants to put everybody that is on food stamps. He wants them to have to go through, you know, drug testing and random drug testing to be able to keep their benefits. You know, I look at the upside of that, and yeah, you know, there are some people that are on the system that really don't need to be on the system. But because little Johnny's mom is a crackhead, are you going to take away what's on little Johnny's plate? Even if she's a halfway decent mother, at least, you know, she feeds her kid, you know, even though she is a crackhead. What is right and what is wrong in this situation? Because the way I look at it, okay, you take away those food stamps from that mother who is a crackhead, but yet she feeds her child. Who wins and who loses here?
It's perspective, man. You know what I mean? Like that's one of those slippery slope ones where it's like you can say take it away from them, but it's like you're taking away these people's rights. You know, some people actually need help. You know, society did this shit to them to where it's like they felt like they had to get on drugs to cope with it. You know, and the poor kids get fucking sucked in the middle. They had no fucking fault to it. So it's like what you're saying, how do you say, like, what's right, what's wrong, who should get it, who shouldn't fucking get it, you know? Should we have it, should we not have it? Dude, like, it's a sad situation, no matter how you look at it. You can point the finger, you can put it in, like, any direction you really want, dude. So it's like, to take away some kind of social assistance or some kind of, like, government assistance, it's like, yeah, I would love that the people that need it get it and the people that don't, because then it's, that would put more focus on the people that actually do need it, you know what I mean? Not the people that just fucking, for whatever reasons, they see fit, you know what I mean? Like, it's a slippery slope, you know? You can't say, like, who's right, who's wrong, who to give it to, who to this, because, like, what Travis was saying, it's like, how do you really put people in, like, a particular fucking spotlight? How do you say when too much is too bad or when too little is too bad? Who gets to say, like, what's equal? You know, because I can understand the argument, like, yeah, why would I give this fucking crackhead money and this and this and this? But at the same time, it's like, why would you not? You know, the kid suffers fucking, you know, kind of by secondary fucking chance, I guess, whatever you want to say. I can't even fucking think of the term. But so it's like somebody's going to suffer. So it's like, so what do you do? Do you help the mother and in my turn help the child? Or do you screw the mother and in turn see what happens with the fucking kid? Maybe the kid goes into a fucking group home or something else. Then you come out with another fucking Charlie Manson, dude. Like, it's where the fuck does it go? Where did it's like, you let it, society let too many things happen, too many things slide to where it's like, it's almost impossible to get everything back because then it's like, in the end, somebody's going to suffer. One side wins, one side loses. And that's just sad. Like, it's, we can't sit on the fence anymore. But it's like, how do you defer what's right, what's wrong? Who makes that choice? Who could tell anybody else how to live? Who could tell anybody else, you know, what's fucking right for them or what's wrong for them or how this way should be the fucking best way about going about doing it? But that's where, you know, and just to kind of tag along with this, you know, that's where I think when I would say that, you know, we need to define what is important to us as a country, you know, and are people important to us, you know, plain and simple? Are we going to take care of the homeless, you know, the mentally ill? You know, we are only as strong as the weakest people here in our society. And the fucked up thing about it is we have, you know, we spent more money bombing Syria fucking 2 days ago than it would have cost to fucking, I saw all kinds of crazy statistics. You know, we spent some $100 million the other day in one single day dropping missiles that could have basically doubled all of our teacher salaries across the entire country for the year. You know, we have to define what we want. And the fucked up thing that I see about it is we see other countries who are doing it right, you know. You look at all, damn near all of the Scandinavian countries, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Finland, you know. They have absolutely the lowest recidivism rate in the entire world, the lowest homicide rate in the entire world. I mean, they're doing everything right. They're taking their criminals and saying, why are you a criminal? What has put you into this position where you feel that you have to steal, rape, or murder? And let's work on that. You know, let's rehabilitate you. Let's get you into a situation where, guess what? You don't have to sell fucking drugs. You don't have to sell some innocuous plant that just grows, you know, to feed yourself. It's fucking stupid. You know, the war on drugs in general is fucking stupid and completely ineffective. And if we were to just take that amount of money and spend it back on the community and on actually taking care of people and taking care of homeless and mentally ill people, you know, we would live in a better fucking world. It's that simple.
Yeah. You know, I don't know anymore, man. You know, I look at life and, you know, you've got Joe Rogan over there. And don't get me wrong, man. I partake myself in certain aspects, you know, in life. But when you've got a major public figure talking about, you know, and this is where you and I will probably disagree, Travis, but you got a guy out there talking about doing DMT hits, mescaline, all this different aspects of hallucinogenics. And, you know, I don't think he really correlates the following that he has. So when you look at sometimes the message that he implies to society, you know, nowadays people take things like that to heart. So when you look, the absence of parents, the absence of true role models in life, you know, then you get a generation or a part of society that goes this angle and doesn't give any relativity to who they are, what they're meant to be, and what life really is. I think the major influence that disrupts my mind and thought is these children that are coming up nowadays really don't know what it's like to be a child, to have a life, to spend that day in the park as a family, to have those family gatherings. You know, these are things that are of the past and will never be again. So when you take a part of society that fundamentally built who we are as people and you take it away, where do you go from there?
I think that's the big question, and that's the main question. You know, everybody's got a solution. Everybody's got some kind of fucking way on how they could save the world, or this is the way to live, and this is the way to do everything, but nobody's ever got a plan for what happens if that actually works. You know what I mean? It's like all this kind of misdirection and trying to point the finger and trying to get this person to solve it, this person to solve it. It's like the bystander effect, you know what I mean? I'm not going to help because somebody else will fucking eventually, so nobody's taking any type of responsibility for the fact on why we're here. Nobody wants to admit they're wrong. Nobody wants to admit that, you know, maybe they made a fucking mistake, whatever the case may be. And then you got these fucking kids that grow up in this fucking area, like what you're talking about, like no parental love, no real anything. It's like one thing is a certainty, and it's always been a certainty. It's like the kids are going to grow, the kids are going to learn. That's just how it is. And so it's like, what are they going to learn? How are they going to grow? What's actually going to be teaching them? What's actually going to be guiding them, leading them? You know, and then you look at all their figures that they believe to be heroes, shoot them up, fucking bang, bang, dude. And, you know, it's been like that ever since I was a kid. You're like a superhero. I'm into anime like a motherfucker. Like, I'm into the whole hero gig. But at the same time, it's like violence was normalized, but we were also taught that it's like that's TV, that's comic books, that's video games. You know, that's not life. Like, that shit is horrible
in real life. You would not want to see somebody's fucking head get blown off right in front of you. Like, it's not fun, you know? And these kids are just desensitized to that shit. And then you look at how society is in general. Society has no sense of responsibility. It's always somebody else's fault. It's always something else that happened that caused this, that caused that. And then these fucking drugs are pretty much induced into the fucking neighborhoods that, you know, pretty much sedate everybody else. And if the drugs don't work, then they got some kind of form of distraction, some kind of fucking propaganda that's going to lead people in one direction or the other. So the only thing that anybody could really do to fucking save it is to stop. Start fucking controlling what's in your sphere. You know what I mean? Start controlling yourself. If you can't help yourself and master your role model, how the fuck are you supposed to do anybody else any good? You know what I mean? If you stop trying to fucking grow, like, you're just going to hinder everybody around you. That's the sad part of it. Like, you're supposed to surpass those that came before you. And some reason these kids think that, oh, we have. It's like, yeah, bring it on, motherfucker. Oh, I'm twice your age, and I'll beat the dog shit out of you physically, mentally, and I will fucking eat your heart alive. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just a different type of fucking upbringing, I guess. Like, when people are coddled and it's peaceful times, they have no idea that nothing was there to make them strong. You know what I mean? Nothing was there to show them that they could persevere, show them, like, what really fucking matters. And I think that's why it's like the pain, the suffering people go through. It's like life gives you the same lessons over and over again, unless you actually pass that lesson, you know? But the lesson will repeat itself. And I think that's where depression comes from, this drug usage, ways of, like, distraction from reality. It's because you're not passing that test and that lesson that was supposed to happen. You keep repeating it, and it's like you're not learning from it. And I think that's where it is. Like, there's no real guidance because there's been so many generations, like, just stacked onto each other to where nobody really understood that that was actually what's happening. It's like you go through stages in life, and each part of, like, your life, like, to a certain age, like, you go through a certain lesson. You don't pass that lesson, you will continue to repeat it, and it will just form itself in a different way until you actually do pass.
Yeah. You know, we do this show week after week, and the more I dwell my thoughts into, you know, certain aspects of life and then critique it from there and try to get a better understanding and you know, sense of life, it... I don't know, you know, it saddens me because, like I said, and I'll say it again, you know, I'm too young to understand the old days, but to be devastated by the new. And I can't be the only one in this fucking country that feels this way. I mean, where are the people that truly understood what life was? Where are the people that can reinstill values? Why are they not stepping up? Is it just the thought that, you know, it's beyond our control, or is it just that we've given up on our youth as a whole? And I try to correlate all this in my mind because my mind runs rampant. You know, just like with the show, I never write down a question. My thoughts are, you know, on the spot. But I see such a demise, a digression in every aspect, not just in parenting, not just in social media. I mean, the political agenda has become a joke to me. You watch TV and, you know, now you've got, you know, I'm not against homosexuals. I'm not against homosexual marriage. I'm not against anything like that. But when you turn on the television and you got two guys kissing each other, or you got a show about, my name is Jazz, I'm really a boy, but I'm dressing as a girl because my parents tell me this is the right thing to do. You know, these kids have no fucking hope. I mean, there truly is no fucking hope. So what do we do as a conglomerative, as a whole, to get the people that have built the foundation of this country to stand up and speak and create some sort of change? You know, I know we can't change the world, but a voice can make an impact. Why isn't that being done?
I have a theory behind that, Travis, and I actually have talked about that before. Like, it's something to the point where, like, it's such a fragile idea, you know what I mean, of, like, how things should actually be and, like, how there's a way to do it, but nobody really knows how. And if we try to put it on a grand scale, but I think that's where the problem comes in, because if you put it on the grand scale, there's always a way for somebody to, like, combat it because they know what you're doing, you know what I mean? So maybe it's like you say, like, your voice matters, and it's like it does. But it matters on, like, more, what would you say? like a more intimate level. Like, this is knowledge and, like, things that need to be passed on person to person, but kept between the people. This isn't shit that needs to be, like, online and everything else. Like, there needs to be good examples for people to see, like, how to live. But the idea itself needs to be lived, and it needs to be bred into generationally. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to take years and years and years. And it's like, as the older generations die out with those same dangerous ideologies and kind of stubborn ways of thinking, you know, it's like, as the older generation, you know, ceases to be, the newer generations will start coming up, and depending on how they're led, will continue to lead the next generations and generations. It's like the Freddy Krueger effect, you know what I mean? Everybody stopped talking about it, he didn't exist. But the second somebody brought up Freddy, boom, he starts fucking killing kids again. It's crazy shit.
It just, I don't know, man. It amazes me that, you know, Travis is so knowledgeable, that you're so knowledgeable. And if us three can correlate week after week, you know, thoughts or issues that, you know, are blatantly in front of our face and get an understanding of them, is America truly that blind in that retrospect, or is it just people just don't feel they have a voice anymore, or are they just not willing to use it?
I mean, Don, I think what brings us together is, you know, it's rather obvious, man, and it's struggle. It's struggle and it's pain. You know, we all have different struggle in different ways, shapes, or form, you know. I mean, mine, for example, was all self-inflicted. You know, I didn't come from the hood. I didn't come from a super shitty area. I have good parent privilege like a motherfucker. My parents loved me, and they were all there for me. But in turn, I went out into the real world and struggled and fucked up over and over and over again until I learned. You know, I saw corruption. I saw horrible fucking things. I saw true evil in people, and not just regular people. You know, I saw it in, you know, people of authority. I saw it in cops. I saw it everywhere. And it just comes down to the fact that, you know, me, you, and MF have been through struggle. We've seen darkness. We know that evil in the world exists. And if you grow up in fucking El Dorado Hills and you played video games your entire life and you take, you know, two or three trips to Europe a year with your parents, you know, you've never struggled. You've never even had to do something like, you know, be disciplined enough to get up early and to clean your room and to, you know, that's why people in this country can't work out. You know, it's a lack of discipline. It's a lack of never having to struggle, never having to do shit that you don't want to do. You know, we're living in a world that even, I mean, shit, Don, even in your days, man, there weren't fucking refrigerators. People had to hunt their own food and shit. You know, there wasn't electricity. You've been through some real shit. All these people haven't.
But
nothing
was a thing.
But I mean, not just those things. We're living in such a soft society, man. That's where a lot of this comes from, and that's why me and you, why we can relate so well, is because we've been through pain and struggle.
You know, MF laughed because, you know, MF, to be quite honest with you, back when I was a kid, there was still...
How was it?
There was still ice block delivery, bro. And people did still have... I mean, because, you know, people think of America as being the richest nation in the world. But back in those days, people still did refrigerate their food that way. You know, and the funny thing is, not everybody on the block had a television set. Not everybody on the block had that type of money, you know. See, people don't realize, but back when I was a kid, you know, your parent could send you to the store with a dollar to get them a pack of cigarettes, a loaf of bread, and then tell you you could have the change, and you'd get a candy bar or a pop and be able to play a couple games of pinball. You know, and people go, no way, get the fuck out of here with a dollar. No, that's how life was. And
right.
Then you put it where it's at now, and fuck, a dollar can't even buy you a gumball out of a damn, you know, coin-operated machine anymore.
Bro,
so,
these are $1.25 now. $1.25 to play a motherfucking new game, and you got to put on this little card bullshit, like, no.
Yeah, we used to pay 10 cents for three games of pinball, you know? So, I don't know, man. It's just, you know, we can make fun of the times that I grew up in, but in reality, they were real. You know, look at the mentors that came from my era. When did it occur, or when did it transpire the demise of mentors? You know, you look at, in my era, you had Martin Luther King, you know, and you had others that were so vocal in life and reality. Where have those mentors in life gone?
I think they're scarce, you know, few far between. It's either it's like the ones that don't accept that was what fate had, you know, had in store for them was to be a mentor to somebody else, to be some kind of guy, some kind of fucking leader in a way. You know, like, personally, on my level, like, dude, I was fortunate enough, like, I met fucking my mentor. Crazy as it was, he and I were fucking working together. And this dude was maybe, like, just 10 years older than me, right? But he was an ex-fucking gangbanger from fucking North Highlands. You know what I'm talking about, Don. You know, yeah. Fucking, he turned his life around because he got his chick knocked up. And all of a sudden, this motherfucker, like, decided, like, fuck the hood, fuck everything else. Fuck, like, I got my chick and I got my fucking kids. And that motherfucker made something of himself. And he became a manager of the fucking auto shop I was working at. And I started learning under this dude. And he thought, like, a lot of the principles that I fucking live with today came from that man. You know, like, he taught me about fucking arguing with people, like, actually debating with people, like, you know, what to do and how it's like you never ask somebody to do something you wouldn't do personally. And it's like how you treat people is how they're going to treat you in a way, but you shouldn't care about their opinion. But at the same time, you need to care about how they think about you. It's I learned a lot from this fucking dude. And it's like I feel fortunate with it, but it's in turn, it's like fate seemed that was going to happen with me, you know, especially like with the Misfits. I didn't fucking look at it, dude, but they all looked at me as like the captain, the leader, the fucking guide, you know. It's like I didn't really think I had all this knowledge, experience, whatever, wisdom. I never really fucking looked at it that way, dude, but people looked at me and such, so it's like all I could do is just like the best example that I can. I just think it's fucking scarcity, you know what I mean? Like nobody wants to accept that responsibility. Nobody wants to admit that they failed, that they fucked up, that they went through some shit. You know, but at the same time, it's like, I went through so much, like, all I can do is smile, but it's like, I wouldn't wish that shit on my fucking worst enemy, dude. You know what I mean? Like, it was horrible enough going through it, dude. Like, I made it back. But there's a lot of buddies I grew up with that didn't make it back. You know, like, people go into that darkness, dude, and it's just, sometimes it fucking swallows them up, and sometimes you fight back, dude. It's just how life goes. But luckily, I had a good teacher that, you know, taught me how to get through all that shit, because he himself went through some kind of adversity, you know, go from gangbanger to family man, and then he fucking, you know, became a firefighter. Like, it's admirable shit to watch as you're growing up, you know what I mean?
And I think that's the problem, Don, is I think that social media and YouTube, they've diluted it, you know? There's too many fucking fake gurus and fake leaders out there, and now everybody who gets, you know, 100,000 subscribers on fucking YouTube, they think that they're some kind of a fucking, you know, leader. And that's the problem, you know? We're talking about all this distraction. And I don't think it's possible to have a mentor, you know, quote unquote, that you'd call it, that you can find online, you know, that Skypes with you once a week, you know. You miss so much. Like, there's so much difference even between a phone call and between being face to face with someone and actually feeling their energy, feeling their intention, you know. It's a completely different thing when you're actually with somebody, gaining their knowledge, gaining their, you know, experience and their wisdom. And when you're fucking watching, you know, YouTube videos online where some dude has just posted some 10-minute bullshit video that they haven't researched at all.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I look at, I don't know, man. It's just, I'm so dismayed anymore. It's just, I don't know. I guess it's menopause that it's just totally fucking changed me, man. I don't know, it's just made me, whereas before I would look in the bucket halfway, but now I look in the bucket past the bottom. And, you know, I don't know, I know you guys get that, but I don't know very many of the listeners would get that. You know, I'm looking beyond the bottom because, you know, I just don't see how change has come so abruptly, so quickly, and what is truly built this nation, watch it go out the window so quickly. And, you know, not along just with that is the heartlessness, the uncaring, there's no compassion. You know, it's like the values of America are gone, and they're disappearing more and more each day. The ones that truly have the balls to stand up and speak from their heart with true intent are those who are the ones that are shunned in life. You know, I'm probably going to do another live video after this. And, you know, as I said in my first one, you know, you could fucking delete me if you want because you're nothing but a number to me. You know, at least I know at the end of the night when I lay my head down, I can go to bed with a clear conscience and a clear heart because I'm trying to make a difference in this world. And if I can change one person's thought, one person's path, then I'm content with that. When you guys look at life, how do you feel in those aspects and regards?
You know, I feel the exact same way, and I just kind of take a Buddhist approach to it, you know, and that's you have to work on yourself and make yourself the best person possible so that you can positively affect, you know, your community around you, you know. And I mean, I guess that's one of the biggest things that I've kind of started wrapping my head around realistically, you know, recently is the fact that, you know, our sphere of influence is so, so limited. You know, I heard a great quote the other day. I forget who it's by, but it's easier to convince people of a lie than to convince people that they've been lied to. You know, oh, yeah. MF just posted that. But, yeah, I mean, and that's just the truest shit in the world, you know. It is so much easier to fool people than to convince them that they've been fooled. And it's just one of those things where, you know, it sounds ethereal, but if everybody in the world were to wake up tomorrow and sign out of fucking Facebook and go out onto their fucking cul-de-sac, you know, and make a nice big meal for your family around you and just try and take care of the people who are closest to you and, you know, spread love and peace, we would wake up in a better world, you know. And I think one of the things that we have to focus on, if we're talking about actual bureaucratic change, you know, we need to get money out of politics, and we need to get our government onto a smaller scale to where it is, you know, it is decided by the people who are around it. You know, it's ridiculous to me, and I've said this time and time again, I don't understand why you can go onto Wells Fargo on your phone and do all of your banking and do all of your fucking finances online, you know, trade stocks through the fucking palm of your hand, but yet we can't have a fucking United States government app on our phone where all of the people can enter your social security number, and now you can vote for all of your senators, all of the people, the things that are around you in your particular area. You know, I think it's ridiculous, and the only way we're going to actually be able to get that is if people start demanding it, you know? We have to stand up together as a people and realize that this shit is getting out of fucking hand. It's getting ridiculous, and we need to get back to being a moral, civilized fucking country, you know, that looks out for one another, and we could turn this into the utopia that it could be, you know?
I have to agree with you. You know, my message for today is kind of like one of the posts I did earlier, and hopefully some people understand it, some people may not, but, you know, it's my thought, and it's how I correlate my life. You know, my thought was earlier that smiles do lie. You know, some of the hardest struggles hide behind the greatest smiles. And if you just look at that quote and think about it and understand it, you'll get a glimpse into who I am and the way I look at life. You know, I truly think that a lot of life is a facade, but the true nature of it, nobody has the balls to bring it to the forefront. You know, and it's a plight in my life, and I will never change or differ from who I am, whether I got 10,000 people behind me or one person behind me. It doesn't make a difference. As long as I know in my heart that I've created change and left a legacy for my family, then I know what I'm doing is right. And, you know, I'm gonna pass it to you, Travis, for your final thoughts, and then we'll get to MF's final thought of the week, but that's truly where I'm at, my man.
I mean, man, me too. There's, you know, I don't really know what else there is to say about it other than, you know, try and become a better person for the people around you, you know. And as far as any parents out there that are listening to this, take your fucking child off of any type of fucking pharmaceutical, psychotropic fucking medicine possible. Because I think that is, you know, also one of the hugest fucking contributors to the mental health problem in this nation, you know, the school shooting problem. You know, I can't name to you a school shooter, and there's all kinds of data to back this up, that has not been on or withdrawing from some type of a, you know, antipsychotic, psychotropic medicine. So, people, go out there, learn something, you know, love your children, love your neighbors, spend some real fucking time with people, and get off of as many pharmaceuticals as fucking possible.
Yeah, you know, I have to agree with you. MF?
I was thinking about what I was going to say this week. I guess it'd be two things. First thing, look at your mistakes, your failures. Look at them as like a blessing, you know what I mean? Look at them like a fucking level up. Like, that gave you an opportunity to grow, to learn, to see where you could actually better yourself or what situations not to do that aren't, you know, best suited for you. So look at your failures and mistakes as more of like a blessing. And the third one, or the second one, third though, is keeping track. count the little victories. I was just telling my little fucking youngster the other day, you know what I mean? I'm trying to fucking put the fear of God in this kid because he's in that generation that we had talked about, Don. Like, it's almost like he was almost too old to figure it out, but he was still young enough to where it's like he still got a chance to figure it out. But I was just explaining to him, it's like, you got to count the little victories. You quit looking at it like you got to win the fucking war on the first fucking fight. Look at each little battle, each little fucking individual scrap, little situations. Look at it as like a victory. You know what I mean? Count them. Count them all. It doesn't fucking matter. Each step is a victory just because you fucking made it that step further. You know what I mean? So look at things from a different perspective and try to keep learning. If you stop learning, you start dying, and then you just become fucking, what would you say?
Irrelevant.
Yeah, irrelevant.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, what truly matters is life is precious, and people need to appreciate it, respect it, and relish it in that fact. And that's why we will continue to do this show, is at least I get to voice my opinion to some people that may not agree with all of my thoughts, but at least give me back their opinion.
Yeah, damn near 100,000 people like it, dude.
Yeah, right? You know, it's growing. That's the crazy thing about it. You know, it continues to grow and grow and grow. My sponsors just paid another year in advance, so, you know, people believe in this, and people want to hear it, so I will continue to do it until the people don't want to hear it anymore, and I don't think that's coming anytime soon. On that note, I want to thank EMF, I want to thank you, Travis. Appreciate you coming on the show each and every week. It truly is an honor, a blessing to be able to share an afternoon with my brothers. I look forward to next week, but then I'll be seeing you guys May 10th. You know, and ticket is already in hand, so we already know what's happening. And I look forward to breaking bread with you. But until next week, it's been an honor and a pleasure, my brothers. Peace.
Much love.
Later. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the show. Sometimes it's not the views or the content of my sponsors, but of my heart and the way I think I should roll in life. You know, I'm not here to please everybody. I'm just here to voice an opinion. On that note, thank you for joining the show. Have a tremendous day, and God bless.
She don't ever act right. She don't know shit about love. She don't ever act right. Always Instagram in the club. She don't ever act right. Act right. I'ma give her that act right. Right, said she don't never act right. Act right, I'ma give her that act right. All night, trip, yeah. I'm just here to kick it with them like Beckham. And when they don't act right, I expeditiously check them. I see her acting reckless, about to put her on my checklist. She be killing it with that ass like her back is made of asbestos. Like mesothelioma, how she leaving me breathless. And when she feeling hungry, meet me in bikinis for breakfast. Damn girl, you know you wrong. Don't ever act right. You probably gon' step this right now and put me out on blast, right? And then she turn around. I see she keep that ass tight. We make some.